You're listening to SBS News.
אזרחי ישראל, זה קרה בדיוק כפי שהזהרנו.
Citizens of Israel, it happened just as we warned. The joint list recommended Benny Gantz for Prime Minister.
A rattled leader, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calls for a united government after the Arab bloc endorses Blue and White Party chairman Benny Gantz for the top job. It's the first time since 1992 the Arab parties have endorsed a candidate for Prime Minister.
Now, there are two options. One is that a minority government will emerge that relies on those who deny Israel as a Jewish and democratic state and that glorifies terrorists who murder our soldiers and citizens, or that a broad national union government will emerge. I know what the answer is, and you know it too. And that's why I'm going to act as much as I can to establish a national union government. There is no other solution.
The historic endorsement highlighted the first day of President Reuven Rivlin's crucial consultations with various party representatives. The Arab-led bloc known as the Joint List emerged from the election as the third largest party with 13 seats. Its party head Ayman Odeh described the move as ending Mr. Netanyahu's grip on Israel.
Most of the Israeli public spoke its word. Most of the Israeli public said no to Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. I think that this is the important thing that stands in front of us today. Therefore, as for a recommendation today, we usually don't recommend. This is why, without a doubt, there is a historic element to what we do now. We want to put an end to the era of Benjamin Netanyahu. This is why we will recommend Benny Gantz to form the next government. Thank you.
Joint List MP Ahmad Tibi accuses US President Donald Trump of backing Netanyahu's so-called racism and atrocities, calling the recent election a stinging blow to the president.
Netanyahu leaving the power is the most important historical thing in the last decade. Our recommendation is historical, and the results are so important, not for Arabs only, but for Jews and Arabs and for the whole area. It is also a slap on the face, not only of Benjamin Netanyahu, but President Trump, who supported Benjamin Netanyahu, supported all the atrocities, and is arranging to present one of the most racist anti-Palestinian plan, so-called the ultimate deal. Mr. Trump, keep your deal.
Yariv Levin, a senior Likud party member, says they had to do everything possible to form a government.
The main obstacle is that in order to form any government, you have to negotiate. And the refusal of Benny Gantz to meet Prime Minister Netanyahu, which is something unbelievable. I don't think that in any country in the world, in any democracy, there is a situation that one party leader refuses to meet the Prime Minister, even to talk. So without talking and without negotiating, it's impossible to form a government. So first of all, this obstacle should be removed. And I think that all those people that are trying to say to us who should be our leader and things like that, this is unacceptable. Every party has its right to decide who will lead it.
Meanwhile, election kingmaker Avigdor Lieberman says his party won't recommend anyone as next prime minister.
Yes, bitoch Knesset Israel miflaga.
There is a party within the Knesset that is trying to destroy us from the inside. And for me, their place is, in the best case scenario, in Ramallah's parliament, not in the Israeli Knesset. That's why we won't be able to recommend the leader of Blue and White, Benny Gantz, either. That's why our recommendation to the president will be very simple. We won't recommend anyone.
With his Yizlal Biteinu party obtaining 8 seats, Mr. Lieberman is the one most likely to dictate the makeup of the next government. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.